My name is Sunny Rice. Hi, guys. The first number I'm going to do is by Bach, and I like to do this at the beginning. I don't know. It's an invention. It's number 8. And I've done several of Bach's inventions, and these started out to be studies for his piano students and his organ students. And they would concentrate on one thing, mainly finger velocity. This one, my teacher had me start out very slowly because this is the way he would do it with his students, is an exercise. And he had me do one hand and then the other. And this one is similar to a fugue, except, you know, it's like a little smaller fugue, and so it's called a two-part invention. So now I'm going to play Bach's invention number 8. Don't mention it when I make mistakes, but I'm going to because I feel good with you guys. And my teacher taught me whenever I made a mistake to create an ending on your own. Excuse that. The next piece is by Jacques Ibert, who's French, and this is one of his most popular pieces. It's called Le Petit en Blanc, which means a little white donkey. Thank you. A year ago, my family came to Holden, and as Uncle Dan, I guess, was announcing, he has said that I entered several competitions, and one of them was a composition competition. And while I was up here last year, I was working on a composition for the 1982 composition competition. And the one I was working on was Russian Suite, and I didn't have any, didn't have the real thing yet, but I had the melody, so to some of you this might seem familiar. Russian Suite is a three-movement piece. The first one is a serenade. It's in A minor, and that's about all I have to say about that. Second one is a Cossack dance. If any of you have seen Cossack dances, they're where they have soldiers, and they do lots of jumping and running around, and they get down on their knees, and they do lots of stuff. So that describes a Cossack dance. The last one is a circus, and on the on the comment sheets that I got back from the competition, one of the judges mentioned that this last piece could have been a suite in itself. In the first part of this, there's trumpets blaring, announcing the opening of the circus. Then comes in elephants, and finally clowns. And after the clowns comes the real thing. I mean, there's tightrope walkers, and there's trapeze artists, and stuff like that. The clowns, the theme keeps repeating throughout the piece. And these themes, in about the middle of the piece, or maybe a little more than halfway through the piece, we see the three-ring circus. And I take all the themes that I've had before, and the modes and stuff, and I put them all together into one big thing, so it looks like a three-ring circus. It's kind of hard to do, so I just did two-ring circles. And at the end, the trumpets blare again to announce the close of the circus. And I didn't go as far to describe the audience leaving, but I did. There was a little clown in the end, and you know how in most circuses there's like one last act and then he goes away. This little clown sort of announces the last act, and he bows down, and that closes the circus, and he drops his hat to the floor.
Thank you.
I'm not the only talented person in my family. There's my little brother. He takes piano too, and he wanted a chance to play one of his pieces in my concert tonight. So now he's going to play a Bach minuet in G. Okay, we're running kind of short on time. I'm going to skip over to a piece. This is by Joseph Haydn, and it's a Kinder concerto. It's written originally for piano and orchestra, but we don't have an orchestra. So we got an arrangement for two pianos, and my Aunt Beverly from Newcliff, Colorado, is going to help me.
Thank you.
Okay, now for a little more subtle piece. Okay, I'm going to play a piece by Debussy, Claude Debussy. It's called Le Petit Berger, and this means The Little Shepherd. Next piece I'm going to play is by Wolfgang Mozart. This is a sonata in C, and it's K545. Most composers, you'll see, if they write a sonata, they'll write an opus number and then the number, like they'll write opus 49, number 2, or something like that. But Mozart used K's, and I think K sort of means number or something like that. Anyway, when he first started composing, he started out with K1 and K2, and now he's at K545. This is like, in a sense, his 545th piece, I guess, that he wrote. But I think that's just his system of numbering. So anyway, this is Sonata in C. Thank you. For the final number, I'd like to play a duet that my brother and I have been working on. It's called Round and Round, and it's by Lynn Freeman Olson. Mr. Olson visited Albuquerque once, and he gave a piano workshop in which he demonstrated many techniques to use when giving a concert. One of them is that when you finish with your piece, you don't just glide off the piano and smile at the audience and walk away. So anyway, he gave helpful hints like that, and he played this piece, his own composition, with Mary Beth Gunning, who's a teacher in Albuquerque, and Steve and I were intrigued. So we're going to play that for you, Round and Round.